Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
As the Drifters bring this back with one of the classics,
Up
on
the
Roof. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. USChamber.com is their website. Giovanni, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us a tour, Giovanni. You're there inside the Beltway, just about a half a block from the White House. Give us a tour of what's going on up there these days. I know the regulations are just going through the roof. There's a bunch of new stuff going on with Obamacare, and most of it not in a good way. What do you got going on up there?
Well, there's so much going on. Congress returns, and they have 9 legislative days left until funding runs out for the government, and this is the big kahuna for Congress.
Yeah.
We have this showdown happening. I think a lot of your some people are aware of it, but
if you're paying attention to anything, you know that there's an okay corral moment coming up between the president and the House Republicans.
Oh, absolutely, and the showdown in Congress is 3 interlocking fiscal disputes between the president and the Republicans that seem to bridge, they have to bridge this seemingly irreconcilable task, and that's, how do they defund health care? Do they, how do they deal with the across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester?
Mm-hmm.
And this debt limit, government shutdown, all of these go into a real philosophical approach to where you see government is, and I've said it before, what we're facing right now is the size and scope of government, and mm-hmm. how do you fund it. We have a farm bill that for the first time wasn't passed. The housing bill went down in flames, and it wasn't just the Democrats and the Republicans, it was even Republicans within themselves couldn't agree on the funding levels. And this is really problematic as we go into the fall, how this is going to be resolved, whether we raise the debt limit. No one wants a government shutdown. I think the Republicans understand what that can do to them. The debt limit debate, 2 years ago, we had stock market crash 2,000 points.
Hey,
Giovanni,
let's put the debt in, but at the same time, we have to put all this in perspective, because when you and I started talking to each other 9 years ago, and even let's say 6 years ago, you could go as recent as 6 years ago, the U.S. national debt was less than half of gross domestic product.
Correct.
Today, it's more than domestic GDP. It was 0.5 to 1. Debt to equity, so to speak, debt to production, 6 years ago, around 6 years ago. Today, it's more than 1 to 1.
Correct.
Imagine this, folks. Look at your top line on your sales, on your operating statement. Look at your top line revenue, and imagine that you owe all of that in currently due debt. Just think about that. I'm not talking about long-term 30-year mortgages on the real estate. I'm talking about the business owes as much as your sales. What do you think, Giovanni? Nobody would want a business like that.
Yeah, and it's a shame, because a lot of people in government, privately, they will tell you that they understand that entitlements are really what's Social Security and Medicare are what's driving most of our debt. But publicly, they ignore it. They don't even want to address it. There's the other part of the debt, which is the discretionary funding, which we're addressing currently. That's what they have a handle on. And the non-discretionary is the Medicare. That's on autopilot. But the discretionary is roughly around $1 trillion a year, and they can't seem to. They're about $100 billion apart. the Senate and the Republicans. Unfortunately, you know, they're dealing with, they're nibbling at the edges, and they've yet to understand the grand bargain. You have a an administration that wants to increase taxes, and you have in order to increase spending, and that's their philosophy. And you have a Republican leadership that would like to hold the ground on.
And the public is not paying attention.
No,
it's only voters, when the airports in general, down. Voters. See, it seems to me that voters aren't paying attention. They just know that there's a big fight going on. Do you think it's because we've become so self-absorbed, Giovanni, or you think it's gotten so far into the weeds that nobody wants to take the time to figure it out? I mean, most people don't want to deal with the muckiness of what's going on in Washington.
Yeah, well, once you add a few more zeros to the end of something, it just becomes unfathomable.
Monopoly money.
I tell you myself, I just can't put my arms around it. So, I mean, we really have a very dangerous situation we're going into as far as the economy, because anything can happen. We have Syria. Everybody looks at that.
Yeah.
But if we do something in Syria, that's going to cost money. It's going to cost billion, $2 billion, $4 billion.
And where's that? And we don't have that money. But Jimmy, no. There's another train wreck waiting to happen. What if wait till interest rates go up? And we start having to pay 3-4% interest on this on $17 trillion in debt.
Right, and that's already
happen. Think about what that payment book looks like.
And that's already starting to gobble up any discretionary funding that we already have.
Exactly.
It's going to overshadow everything.
And the government starts competing for you and me for money in the marketplace. When we come back, I'm going to ask Giovanni about this. This OK Corral shootout between the Republicans and President Obama with regard to defunding Obamacare or shutting the government down. What are they going to do? What's it going to look like?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.